Hi, I'm John Shuchuk, and welcome to another edition of Behind the Scenes with DPE. With me, I've got Greg Oliver from the DPE team, and I've got the EduPoint team, who we recently did a joint Hackfest with. And Rob, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company and how we came together?
Great, thanks, John. Yes, I'm Rob Wilson, president of EduPoint Educational Systems. We write administrative software for K-12 school districts across the country. We have a product that's out there running in the marketplace. We had a customer of ours come to us and want us to deploy our solution in the Microsoft Azure platform, and we looked at it as a fantastic opportunity to do that. But like many small companies, for us, cost and time are such key considerations. So we wanted to get up to speed as quick as possible and be able to tap into the absolute best resource we could, and that's why we reached out and engaged in Hackfest.
Makes sense. So Noam, we brought the team together here in Redmond. What are some of the key technical challenges? What are some of the key work items that we worked on as we pulled the team together here and worked on this jointly?
Sure. My name's Noam Luft. I'm the Vice President of Product Development here at EduPoint. Our application is a web application that required sticky sessions. In our current deployments, we required a load balancer and needed that load balancer to support a sticky session. So going into this, we knew we needed to support application request routing. We knew we needed to build that in, or ARR. And so one of the first things we did is to build that ARR setup. From there, our application is a database application, as most web applications are these days. And so we worked with the team to also build out a SQL Server database that could support our web application. So as we got into it, we realized we needed to get a web role to get the web application up, but we also have a Windows Service component in our current installs. And so we worked together to create a worker role to create that Windows Service. And as we got into it, and a couple days in, we had these things up and running, we ran into some roadblocks that we quickly overcame, whereas one of them was we realized that our application stores things on local disk, and we realized that quickly with the information we were going to dynamically write to disk was going to be too much for that size of disk. And so we worked together as a team and figured out other solutions and other ways we could write those local resources to fit into the Azure model that really worked out very well for us.
That's great. So in just a couple of days, our teams were able to work together, get the application up and running. Now, a key part of that was that, as Noam described, there was some prep work that we did around things like making sure we could handle the sticky sessions, some of the database work. Greg, tell us a little bit about how the team got ready for this joint session.
Sure. Every time we do one of these Hackfest events, we have about 3 weeks ahead of time to do prep work, to basically learn the requirements of the partner's architecture, so that we can do prep work in advance. We learned about the session affinity requirement. We knew that we would need to implement application request routing, or ARR, which is a free component of Internet Information Services. We knew that we would need to create a highly available SQL Server tier. And so we started doing research on setting up always on, SQL Server always on. So by taking that time in advance to kind of do that research and lay that groundwork, we were ready going in the door to set that stuff up and had the extra time available during that week to handle things that popped up, such as the thing that Noam just mentioned with needing to store the imagery onto local resource as opposed to the web server disk.
So here we are, we got into this thing, and a few days later, you had the application up and running. And as that came together, like, did you feel like this was a good payoff, or was the time well spent? What was your overall reaction to the process?
You know, it was that thought of not really understanding what to expect, and we certainly had a lot of hopes and desires. But wow, when we started the week and really just entered with a thought, and literally 3 days later had our application up and running in platform as a service environment inside of Azure, inside of an environment, that speaks for itself. For us, that is absolutely invaluable, and there's really no way we could have independently gotten there without the Hackfest, without that engagement with the Microsoft technical resources.
Yeah, one of the things I love about these Hackfests is not only are we able to make a lot of progress solving specific problems, but these things are often just a lot of fun. I usually walk out having learned a lot of new information from my customers and from my partners that are working on the projects. But we often walk out with good new friends. Did you guys enjoy the whole activity? What'd you think?
You know, it was exciting. Of course, the just going to Microsoft and being engaged in that environment, immersing ourselves, and I think sitting down with the technical staff there and great minds, but also great people, and that was important for us because we clicked from moment one. And sure, we went through the gambit of frustrations and whatnot as you're going through the development, but hey, that's all part of the great process of developing software. So we left the week feeling great and feeling like we absolutely made some new friends as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much, Greg, Rob, Noam, and thank you all for watching this latest edition of Behind the Scenes at DPE.